It's good. Gators in the West End. Go to KDGE.com. Get your $50 gift card for half price. Peter Alexander is on the phone with us right now. Hi, Peter.
Hi, guys.
Welcome to the Morning Edge. Good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Yes. You know, we were going to talk to the publisher of Razor Magazine because they have this article, but you actually did the article, so it's probably better that we go directly to the source. And it's all about the Scientology, called Curse of Scientology, Lawsuits, Death, and Finance.
Yes, Dr. Zaretsky and I wrote that story.
Were you afraid at all, though, when you tackled the subject matter? Because the subject matter that you write about is like a little intimidating and a little scary.
Well, they've been harassing me for 3-4 years now. I did a movie that they thought was a little too close to Scientology called The Prophet. And they've been following me with private eyes and trying to destroy my business in the way that they do. It's part of their policy. It's called fair game. And it's a requirement, a sacrament, if you will, of this church that you harass and attempt to destroy anyone who writes what they think is the truth about Scientology.
So, I mean, does that make you nervous? Are you always looking over your shoulder going, oh, gosh, what are they up to?
Well, occasionally I'll spot one of them, but quite frankly, I'm not too good at you know, snooping around in private eye detection. So I pretty much annoy them until they get right in my face, which they do from time to time. You know, occasionally I'll have friends of mine or business clients call me up and say, well, I just got a call from this Scientologist who told me this, that, and the other thing about you. So, yeah, they're always busy. You know, anyone who is critical or what I think is truthful about Scientology gets their share of attack.
Well, it does seem a little creepy, though, because when I thought we were going to talk to you guys the other day, I went online and I found websites that were memorials to people, Scientologists that had died under mysterious circumstances, including L. Ron Hubbard's own son. It was a suicide, and they were saying that some of those things were questionable with that suicide. I mean, I don't know anything about the religion, but I really also don't understand where's all this death and suicide coming in.
Well, they have a process that they call the introspection rundown, and the story in Razor Magazine is partially about that. And using part of that process, they killed a girl from Dallas named Lisa McPherson. Well, at least she died under their custody. That mm-hmm. part has been clearly identified. In 1995, Lisa was whisked away from Morton Plant Hospital, where she had been taken for psychiatric evaluation. And she was taken to the Fort Harrison. She was a perfectly healthy 36-year-old, very pretty young lady when she was taken there. 17 days later, she was dead on arrival. So they have written a contract that they now want every single member of Scientology who takes services there to sign, which says basically if what happened to Lisa McPherson happens to you, they're not liable.
Well, you know, there's so many people who claim to be successful because of what they've been taught, Tom Cruise and these other guys.
John Travolta.
Does Scientologists go in and, like, intimidate these studios to give these people contracts, or is there something, I mean, is there something to it, after all, despite all this weird stuff around it?
I was in Scientology for 20 years, and I can speak about that. It's a very clever combination of hypnotism and brainwashing, and it does have an effect on you. I've had friends that basically were hypnotized out of being who they were. And in my own case, I really enjoyed the hypnotic trances that they put me in. But that's not a real solution to your problems. You think it is. They tell you it's not hypnosis. They tell you it's some advanced science that L. Ron Hubbard thought up. And, you know, based upon their discussion of L. Ron Hubbard as being a nuclear physicist and a World War II naval hero and all these good things, I bought it. And I'm sure, you know, Tom Cruise and John Travolta have received what they think are some benefits from it. The question is are those benefits worth the risk that you take in becoming a member of a cult?
Ooh.
All I think is that they need to tell the truth about all sides of what goes on there.
Well, let's go back to this risk, because you said there's this woman, she dies while she's going through this situation, you know, this whatever this process is with Scientology. You know, she goes in healthy, comes out dead. What is the process?
It's called auditing. It's a crude form of psychotherapy. It's called light trance hypnotic regression. And some psychotherapists use that, but Scientology uses a form that has been described as authoritative hypnosis, and in which they will take you back into past lives if necessary. And people feel that this sort of therapy is really helping them, you know, and when you're under those trances and those spells, you feel that you have resolved all your problems, whether you really have or not.
Well, now, those go in levels, too, and you buy your way in. I think those are some of the things that we've heard about Scientology.
Right. You have to buy your salvation. When you buy your way all the way up to the top, you can spend about $365,000.
But wow. How does that kill someone?
Basically, it doesn't work after a while. You can hypnotize yourself into believing anything about yourself. But in the long run, you still are who you are. In the case of Lisa McPherson, for example, she had reached the state of clear through that hypnotic process. And clear is a process where supposedly you have no more mental problems whatsoever. shortly after doing that, she was in a minor traffic accident in Clearwater, Florida. She stepped out of her car, took off all of her clothes, and was taken to Morton Plant Hospital for psychiatric evaluation. So
now you say she was trying to get out, though. She had gone through all of this, but she decided she wanted out, and that's when her untimely death occurred?
She had called a friend of hers by the name of Kelly Davis, who lives in Dallas, and said that she was going to come home. And Kelly felt what she meant was that she was coming home for good and that she was going to get out of Scientology. Now, to a certain extent, you know, that might have marked her as a person that, you know, they thought was a problem source. And who knows why she did that, acting out of taking off her clothes, but that's what happened.
Yeah, but would she have known anything? I mean, they have a lot of members. Was she special? I mean, people fall out of churches all the time, and they're not a huge risk to organizations.
Right. Scientology is a little more than a typical church. They do not want people leaving who have any confidential or inside information. Whether she had some, I don't know.
But you haven't explained how she died.
Thank you, yeah.
You said that she left and she was dead 3 days later or whatever.
She was kept in isolation, which is part of their policy. And during that, she was supervised by an unlicensed doctor. Rather than take her back to the hospital, as they promised they would do if she got worse, she started to get worse. They started to inject her with various concoctions of herbal remedies, liquid Valium, Benadryl, various things like that. She refused to eat. She started to get dehydrated. They didn't take her to a doctor. And then, finally, she died. And there have been various analyses of the death, but most of the experts feel that she died of dehydration.
So it was pretty much another form of suicide.
Well, I don't know if it was suicide or not. They were watching her 24 hours a day. They kept her in this room. I don't know what you call that. Maybe it's not manslaughter. Maybe it's just neglect or whatever.
Right.
But they were supervising her. She was on their process, and she died.
Peter Alexander is a former Scientologist, wrote an article for Razors Magazine called Curse of Scientology, Lawsuits, Death, and Finance. Can anyone become a Scientologist if I went to one of their churches today and said, you know what, I'm kind of interested, I heard about it on the radio and want to become a member?
They would love for you to become a member because you are a celebrity and you are exactly the kind of person that they want out there.
Oh.
Well, they worship me like a god?
You know. They just can't wait.
Will they give me another TV show?
Well, there's a lot of Scientologists in Hollywood, and I won't say it's a mafia, but there's quite a few.
Wow.
Wow. Now, Peter, you said you're in there for 20 years. What woke you up and got you out of there?
Well, actually, one of my employees, Patricia Greenway, got interested in Scientology, and she got on the Internet, and she found out the truth. I was impressed by L. Ron Hubbard's background. I thought he was a nuclear physicist. Turned out he flunked out of college. I thought he was a naval hero. Turned out he was removed from command of every command he was given, and he was kind of a mess up. And so once I started to learn truth after truth, you know, I believed that the processes were some sort of advanced science. Then I learned they were hypnotism. And once the whole story began to unravel, I thought, uh-oh, this is bad. This is a cult. What am I doing?
How much money did you give them personally?
I gave them $1 million.
Oh, my gosh.
Peter,
you fool!
20 years. So I need to write a lot of articles, guys, before I make up for that.
Yeah.
Wow. Really? Now, I had heard that one of the things that happens is you pay for the next level, and eventually they get to the point where, I mean, there's talk of a mothership landing and them going to their own planets and stuff like that. Is that true, or is that just a myth that's on the Internet?
I don't know about a mothership landing and so on and so forth. That's not written. But there is a space opera, science fiction, part of Scientology, on their confidential levels. According to L. Ron Hubbard, all of your problems come from the fact that you and everyone else out there in radio land is infested by thousands and millions of tiny little body thetans who, and this is a true story here, who came from volcanic explosions 75 million years ago on Earth. They were stuck together by the evil planetary warlord Xenu.
Mm.
All that, you know, when I read that, I thought, well, that didn't happen to me. It sounds like science fiction, even when I was in Scientology. But, you know, by that point in time, you're so brainwashed, you're thinking, well, if that's what L. Ron thinks, it must be pretty cool.
So when you wrote them checks on the little memo part, did you put for tiny demons to leave me?
Wow. I'm glad he could.
That's basically what you do at the upper level. You're
wow.
Exercising yourself, yeah.
Yeah, $1 million later, I'm glad you have a sense of humor about it.
Yeah.
Well, you got to laugh.
Wow. Okay, well, Peter, thanks for being on the air with us.
Okay, well, thank you.
They can read more about it in Razor Magazine. Do you have a website or something we want to go to? Or
if you would like to look at the actual Lisa McPherson, we call it the Lisa McPherson Clause, it's Dr. Turetsky's website. It's www.lisaclause.org.
Lisa Clause?
Yeah, LISACLAUSE. And there's a lot of information that Dr. Turetsky has put on the web about Scientology.
It's in Santee?
Yeah, at lisaclause.org.
Yeah, okay. Clause.org.
All right, Peter. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow, $1 million.
It's amazing. I wonder how much those guys, Travolta and Cruz, are in.
Yeah, shouldn't
for.
They be at the
so
top?
Much.
They can afford it.
You would think so, right?
Well, sure. That's why they're superstars. They're at the top levels.
Yeah. Just weird. And I kind of want to join.
I know. In a weird way, don't you want in just to see?
Yeah, that's why I'm not overweight. There's tiny demons. They've set up condos.
That's what it is.
They've built luxury apartments all over your big ass.
How the Edge stole Christmas.
The weekend before Christmas and all through next stage.
The crowd cheered and moshed.
It was all the rage.
The Edge stole Christmas
and they put on a show.
And if you didn't make it, then oh.